This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem remain mild with clear skies. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, perfect for a night walk. Now, here are today's headlines. First, two IRGC members were shot dead at home in Iran, which state media calls terrorism, according to Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, the Peace Council will open humanitarian areas in the Gaza Strip without Hamas, Israel Hayom reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu asserted, "As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay," during his visit to Lebanon, as reported by Ynet. Separately, hostage families and the October Council announced a march along the Gaza border for the 10-0-0 days since October 7th, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. And finally, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu visited troops in southern Lebanon, reiterating that as long as Hezbollah threatens us, we will stay here. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that Tehran's fractured security apparatus faces a new insurgency challenge, with two IRGC members assassinated by a group named Son of Hope. Visegrad 24 wrote 9 minutes ago about a tragic incident in Pakistan's Punjab province where 14 children died following the collapse of a roof at an educational center. Ynet Global posted earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu, while in Lebanon, emphasized the need for security against Hezbollah threats, showcasing new defense technology. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Iran. The Times of Israel reports that two IRGC members were killed at their homes in an attack labeled as terrorism. This incident is part of a series of security challenges Iran faces amid growing internal dissent and unrest. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain as Iran grapples with internal and external pressures. Turning to the Peace Council's initiative in Gaza, Israel Hayom notes that this pilot project aims to create zones in the Gaza Strip devoid of Hamas influence, as part of broader efforts to implement Section 17 of the Trump plan. This move could shift dynamics in the region, potentially altering power balances and humanitarian conditions. Meanwhile, Ynet has details on Netanyahu's visit to Lebanon. The Prime Minister, along with Defense Minister Israel Katz, toured the IDF buffer zone, highlighting new military capabilities. This demonstration follows a recently signed framework agreement with Lebanon, underscoring ongoing tensions and the necessity for deterrence along the border. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reports on a planned march by hostage families and the October Council. This marks 10-0-0 days since the attacks on October 7th, with participants tracing paths of past violence along the Gaza border. This march serves as a reminder of continued tensions and unresolved grievances in the area. Finally, I-24 News reports Netanyahu's visit to southern Lebanon, reinforcing Israel's stance against Hezbollah. The visit comes amid heightened security measures and showcases of military strength, reaffirming Israel's commitment to its defense posture in the region. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Migdal is purchasing the Gindi family's share of the Kenyan Hazahav Mall, valued at a relatively low 2 billion shekels. This deal reflects broader trends in Israel's retail property market. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a critical labor issue, emphasizing that the real economic crisis lies in the labor shortage, not foreign workers. This focus shifts attention to the structural challenges facing the Israeli economy. And finally, CTEC covers the Israeli startup scene as Bridge Crew founder Guy Eisenkot's company, Baz, raises $9 million. This funding fuels the race in AI coding, with Baz introducing a new product to enhance software security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.